Righto, from JMI Wealth. Oh my God, it can't be. Now hold on. Making a rare appearance in 2024, Andrew Kelleher, welcome back.
Yeah, I found my way back, Mike. Good, I had to figure out how everything worked.
How was the mighty South Carolina?
South Carolina, absolutely fascinating, Mike, fascinating. Yeah, you got to remember South Carolina, this was Trump territory, right? 60-40 to Trump was South Carolina. And I was there, I was all over this shop. I was in Charleston, I was in a lake called Lake Kiwi, I was in a little town called Spartanburg. And honestly, Mike, I thought I'd be descending into a hotbed of political discourse and disharmony. And you know what, Mike? I had more conversations about US politics in one day here in New Zealand than I did in 8 days in South Carolina. They just didn't seem to be a focus of conversation. I thought I'd see more overt evidence of Trump support, just didn't see it. Hundreds of kilometers of driving, Mike. Do you know how many Trump flags I saw flying outside people's houses?
33.
Two.
Wow.
Two. Not a MAGA hat in sight. So lots of American flags, the odd Confederate flag, which is a little bit disturbing, but it just seems to be business as usual, Mike. I guess you've got to remember, this is where Trump won the race. This was mainstream Bible Belt America. It's not California. It's not New York. Church is omnipresent. I was in this little town called Spartanburg, Mike. It is littered with churches. Yeah. Multiple denominations. If I had to characterize, if I had to put things in order in these small towns in small town America, it's family, it's faith, it's football, and then it's politics. And hey, here's an anecdote, Mike. I flicked on the television in the hotel room. I thought I'd better catch up with the news. How many channels did I have to go through before I got something that wasn't football? 14 channels Wow. of football before I hit, before I hit news. Hey, look, seriously, Mike, people were talking. Cost of living was an issue. I don't know how reputable it is, but I saw something on the television about the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner. And in the last 2 years, it's up 19%. And that's what sort of people were focused on. Things were more expensive, but people seem generally optimistic. You would be surprised at this, Mike. You would be surprised at this. Probably not, but there was little or no talk about climate change, and this is in an area that's been ravaged by the hurricane. And yet, what do you see? Everywhere your head turns, what do you see? You see another Ford F-150 van. You need another 6-litre pickup truck, guzzling the gas and heading down the highway. Nobody's talking about climate change. But small town America is different, Mike. I mean, Spartanburg, small town, 40,000 people. Go to the outskirts of town. There's a BMW plant, 8 million square feet of factories, 11,000 people working in there. Small town America is different. Fascinating, though. Loved it.
Fantastic. Glad you enjoyed it. That's where they make their SUVs, of course. Now, bring it back home just quickly. Building work, where are we at?
Yeah, I think I've talked about this before. It's sort of the yin to the yang of building consents. Building consents give you a view of intended work. Building work put in place tells you what's been done. And before you throw your hands in the air in despair because the data's not great, this data is September quarter. It won't be lost on listeners that it's almost Christmas now, so it's quite dated. Look, I think we're probably in the September quarter was probably the trough in terms of the economic scorecard. Total construction activity fell 3.2%, saw big falls in both residential and commercial building, although commercial building a bit more resilient. Look, I suspect the outcome was also probably below economist expectations. Residential construction fell 3.5%. That's the fifth consecutive quarter of decline. Residential activity is down 20% from the peak. Total activity is down 14%. You've seen a bigger fall in that in building consents, so you do wonder whether or not there is still a bit of runway on this. Look, I suspect there won't be much improvement in building work put in place in the fourth quarter, but you'd think that with improved sentiment, lower interest rates, we will make a difference next year, but it's evidence that it has been a pretty tough time for the building industry.
Exactly, right. We've got a motor. Give us the numbers.
The Dow Jones, 44,876, down 137 points, 0.3%. No real change in S&P 500, 6087, and the NASDAQ, 19,789. It's up 54 points. FTSE 100 gained 0.15% overnight. The Nikkei up 0.3%. Shanghai Composite up 0.13%. The ASX 200 gained 12 points yesterday, 8474. And the NZX 50, relatively unchanged, 12,896. Kiwi $50. Still weak. It's going to cost me a bit on my bills here. 0.5869, 0.9120 against the Aussie, 0.4603 pounds, 0.5554 against the euro, 88.13 Japanese yen. Gold, $2,636. Brent crude, $72.23.
You're a good man. Love you like a brother. Well done this year. Have you done your Spotify rap?
At 6,587 minutes, Mike.
It's more than me. Well done. You go well, mate. We'll catch up in 25.
Okay. Merry
Appreciate
Christmas.
It as always. You too. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.